Welcome to another episode of Etc. 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 podcast. It's your girl P. Nicole. I hope this week finds you happy and healthy. This is a pop-up or pop-in episode. You will get this episode on a Wednesday instead of a Friday. Sometimes I do that. It just depends on how I feel. So just want to give you a heads up. Sometimes you will get an episode in the middle of the week, midweek. It just depends on what's going on and how I feel. But mainly, my podcast release every Friday, just FYI. And let me do this. I haven't been good about letting you guys know where to follow me at. I do have a YouTube channel. It's called Etc. 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 podcast. Follow me there. I am on IG. It's ETCX3 podcast. That's ETCX3 podcast. I'm also on Twitter and TikTok, Etc. 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 podcast. So please follow me on all those platforms. I would truly appreciate it. So this pop-up episode came about with a lot of events that happened over the last few days. I had a lot of conversations, a couple of aha moments, a couple of maybe not seeing clearly with one another type of conversations. But I use those conversations and experiences to help me grow as a person. So with that being said, I hope this touches somebody who's listening today. If it doesn't apply, let it fly. But today's topic is going to be knowing when your service is no longer needed. Knowing when your service is no longer needed. What do I mean by that? In life, we will have many roles and many hats. And we talk about this a lot on this podcast. The mother hat, the father hat, the sister hat, the brother hat, the cousin hat, the friendship hat, the wife hat, the husband hat, the boyfriend, the girlfriend hat. Many hats, partner hat, lifetime partner, spiritual partner, however you want to classify it, whatever situation you're in. You wear many hats. But you need to understand when your service is no longer needed. We all live in a world where we do service. Whether if you realize it or not, you're giving service. In a relationship, you give service. You're giving love. You're giving understanding. You're giving, financial sometimes, emotional sometimes, physical at sometimes. Mother, fatherhood, you're giving love, you're giving understanding, you're giving forgiveness, you're giving financial, you're giving emotional, you're giving physical. Sister, brother relationships, love, understanding, physically, financial, you get the drift, right? So it's interesting in all those relationships, we're kind of giving the same thing, right? In different ways, but they come back to love, understanding, forgiveness, financial, emotional, physical in some of them. You're giving all of that. That is a sense of a service. And the reason why I say it's a sense of a service, because it takes energy. Energy takes things out of you. And if you're a person who is energy driven, such as myself, it drains you a lot. Me giving myself my time, my mind, my input, it drains me. So I have to be very cautious of how much I'm giving, who I'm giving it to. Is it being received? Is it not being received? Is it being appreciated? Is it not being appreciated? I have to be very conscious of that. And I've only learned that within the last few years. You know how you can talk to somebody and have a conversation and you walk away feeling renewed, rejuvenated, like, God, I can go conquer the world after talking to them. Now, the opposite is also true. You can walk away from another conversation and you feel depleted, down, like you can't do nothing. So you're giving your energy to people, anybody, everybody you encounter, any and everybody, every relationship you ever built, mother relationship, father relationship, wife relationship, husband relationship, brother relationship, sister relationship, cousin, co-worker relationship, it goes on and on. You're giving something of yourself to that person. If you're lending a ear, if you're lending a dollar that day, if you're lending advice, you're giving of something from yourself. But I need for you guys to hear me and hear me good. Know when your service is no longer needed. Spiritually as well. It's a lot of people give and give to the church and different religious areas and platforms. They give their time. They give their service. They give their dedication. They give their finances. You see how this is all, you know, correlated together. So with that being said, is my service still needed in those areas? Is my service still appreciated in those areas? Do I feel the appreciation when I leave those situations, that relationship, that friendship, that co-workership, that work-relatedship, that religion-relatedship? How do I feel when I leave these situations? Do I feel rejuvenated and rejoiced for the world? Or do I feel like, dang, I wish I never even dealt with them. I wish I never even talked to them. You have to look at that and ask yourself, is your service still needed? Here's another aspect that'll happen. In this life, we're all human. We've all made mistakes. We're all a work in progress. So I'm not coming down on anybody. I've been there. I haven't been the nicest person all the time in my life. I haven't done the right thing all the time in my life. But I do try every day now to be better than I was yesterday. I do try. So with that being said, do you see your service being taken for granted? We can use this example in relationships. If you're in a relationship, I'm talking about romantic relationship, a partnership or whatever you want to call it. And you're always giving, giving, giving. And they're always taking, taking, taking. And they never pour back into you. I'm going to tell you, your service is no longer needed in that relationship. I'm going to tell you. And you know exactly what I mean. If you're always pouring, pouring, pouring into them, you know, motivating them, supporting their dreams and goals, and they've never done it back to you, your service is no longer needed. In that friendship, I had to pause for that. In that friendship, if you're giving, 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 you're motivating them, encouraging them, always supporting, whether that be financially, emotionally, rooting them on by the sidelines. And now you're in a situation where you need it in return and you just left cold, empty handed. Your service is no longer needed in that situation. I'll tell you the same thing for a job. If you're working for somebody else and you know you're going the extra mile, doing beyond the call of duty, doing more than what your job description entitles, and you don't ever get any type of appreciation, whether that's a gift card, whether that's a raise, whether that's a good job, Jim, good job, Mary, good job, Tiffany. If you don't get that, your service is no longer needed at that job. We have to know our value. We have to know our worth. I don't care what situation you're in, sit there and let somebody take advantage of your service, because you could be choosing to do something else with your time. Never forget that. You could be choosing to do something else with your emotional time, with your physical time, with your financial. You could be choosing to do something else, but you cared enough for that person, whether that be the wife, husband, boyfriend, girlfriend, whether that be the cousin, sister, brother, friend, coworker, you cared enough to be there to support them. But I'm going to tell you something. If you don't see that being reciprocated, when you need it, you might need to just question, is my service needed in this situation any longer? And it's you don't have to make no thrills or no big hoo-ha about it. It's very simple, because most of us already know who's really in our corner and who ain't. It's very simple. We make things more complicated than it has to be. God give us signs all the time. You can walk out your door right now and that's a sign. Whether that be the bird chirping, whether that be the thunder just roaring because you just hung up with that person. That's God trying to tell you, I don't even know why you still talk to him. I've been trying to give you signs for years, but you just hard-headed. You just keep talking to somebody who keep putting you down. Why? Why? You need to ask yourself, why do you allow that? Why do you allow yourself to be treated like that? God wants the best for you. Do you want the best for yourself, or you want the worst for yourself? Now, we all get into it sometimes. We have disagreements. I'm not saying that's a reason to say my service no longer lead it just because they didn't disagree with me today. That's not what I'm saying. But if you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about years of disrespect. I'm talking about years of unappreciation. But you've always been in their corner rooting them along. But you can't remember one time they rooted you along. Your service is no longer needed in that situation. Know when to exit. Know when to leave the table. You know, we always talk about getting a seat at the table. Also know when to leave the table. Know when I've done all I could and my time is up here. This chapter is done for me. I'm ready for my new chapter. I'm ready to turn the page. And that don't require any explaining. That's between you and your God. You know what's best for your soul, your spirit. You know what you want out of life. You know what your goals and aspirations are. You don't let anybody take you off your path in your journey. Now, there will be challenges along the way, absolutely. But remember your goal. Remember what you set out to do. A lot of us are sitting at tables, walking into rooms that no longer serve you. It hasn't served you for quite some time. And you know it. You're afraid, and that's a whole nother discussion. Fear stops us a lot from doing a lot of bravery things. But let me give you this word of encouragement. Any person that's brave enough to overcome their fear is a bad person. I salute you. I reward you. You got all my respect. Anybody that's brave enough to overcome their fears, you're brave. You're the bravest in my book. Remember that. But remember when that table no longer serves you. And remember when your service is no longer needed. This your girl, P. Nicole, guys. That was another episode of Etc., Etc., Etc. podcast. I wish you guys a blessed week. I wish you a happy and healthy week. And I'll see you next week. Peace.
I spark minds that shine their truth, provoking thought like Pac in the booth. I am woman, I am goddess, I am queen, raising frequencies of high self-esteem, self-love, self-worth, self-respect. My king I protect like in the game of chess. Yes, you've tuned in to higher vibrations, etc., etc., etc. It's like a cosmic radio station. Tune in with intuition, no topic off limits, my intention. You leave healed and whole. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, P. Nicole.